GAA referees are facing what's been described by one county as intolerable and unacceptable behaviour from the sidelines. One incident even included the child of a referee being harassed at school for a decision their parent had made at a match. At Wexford GAA's county convention on Monday night this week, the secretary, Aoife Parle, said there's been an increase in incidents. I spoke to her a little earlier.
Abuse from the sidelines, from mentors, from players on the sideline, at referees for decisions, basically. Profanities, you know, intimidating behaviour, screaming during and after the match. It doesn't just stop now. Years ago, I remember going to matches and the match would be going on and the mentors might be having arguments with the referee, but at the end they would shake hands. But you'd see it quite often now, even on the telly, that we would have to get referees. They would come off with either stewards or guards because it would be that volatile the situation.
This behaviour has been getting worse. There's been more incidents. And are they being reported to you, or is this something that is just being seen and is kind of passed on, you know, through word of mouth?
Yes. So we have a process in Wexford where the referee, anything he notes in his report would be sent to our discipline committee and that they would follow the process from there. So we would, I would 100% stand behind any decisions our discipline committee have made this year. We've been given long bans, we've been given fines to clubs for this type of behaviour, just to combat the culture, really.
And long bans, what does that mean?
Anything up to 16 weeks. We've had incidents where, in the past, where a player has got 96 weeks. It was in the national news for attacking a referee. So, yeah, you can give anything up to 96 weeks.
And does the discipline then, does it deter at all? Because if you're saying that the incidents are getting worse, it wouldn't seem like that sort of a threat stops people from behaving like this.
Yeah, last year now we had a rigorous programme with our clubs on abuse towards referees and treating referees with respect. And the incidents did go down. They did go up a little bit this year again. So that's something we're at the moment we're working on our strategic plan, which is from 2026 to 31. There's seven different headings and referees are one of the headings, because at the moment trying to get referees to sign on is a huge, huge problem. Like last year our referees officiated over 2,500 games, and that didn't include practice matches, FALA, Record League, you know, schools matches. This was just underage and adult GA in Wexford. So trying to recruit referees at the moment is a hard job. So we're doing our best now at the moment to try get them on board, because, look, if we don't have referees, we don't have games. I understand a referee is human at the end of the day. Every call is not going to be right. But it's just the fact now, if it's even one call, it's on social media. You see people with their phones out. It's been put up online. I see there's kids... referees, kids are going into school and getting abuse because of the decision a referee might have made at the weekend, which is just ridiculous at this stage now. Like, when you look back and you see any of the streaming and they put a play up and they'll slow it down and people will be online saying, how did he not see it? Like, everything's great in hindsight, but a referee has a split decision to make. Like, a referee is there and there's 15 players in each team, there's supporters, there's sideline. A lot of the time he can be on his own against all of those people. Like, so we're trying our best now to have linesmen at knockout games or any high stakes games. We try our best to have 90% of our games in pitches that might have a surround, so it's safer on the referee. It's not something we should have to look at or do, but it's something we need to do now.
Can I just go back to a point you made there about the children of referees? What are you hearing about that? So these are, so the children, this might not necessarily have been a children's game, or it could have been an adult game, and the referee makes a decision. That referee's child is then targeted in school.
Yeah, we've had an incident where a referee made a decision. It was up online and there were loads of people commenting online, and it was reported back to us then that his son went into school and got abused in school because of a decision he had made. So you don't just leave things at a game now. It follows you home and it affects their family. It affects everyone around them, really.
That's Wexford GAA Secretary Aoife Parle. The time now, 6 minutes to 9.